This is Dave Smith from the Triangle Radio Reading Service, and this is Triangle Bulletin Board. For the next half hour, I'll be reading about events and happenings occurring during the upcoming week and month as reported from various sources. The content of this program is intended for a print and visually impaired audience. Well, we're going to start out with the Wide Open Bluegrass Festival coming up this fall. They're looking for artists for their market. Visual artists and fine crafters interested in displaying their wares at the Wide Open Bluegrass Festival Art Market have until July 14th to submit their artwork for consideration. Artsplosure will present the art market as part of Wide Open Bluegrass, which is a major public festival component of the International Bluegrass Music Association's World of Bluegrass. The event is presented in partnership with IBMA, the City of Raleigh, Greater Raleigh Convention and Visitors Bureau, and Pinecone, the Piedmont Council of Traditional Music. The Wide Open Bluegrass Festival will be held Friday, October 3rd through Saturday, October 4th this fall. Complete guidelines and criteria are available on the Artsplosure website, artsplosure.org. The World of Bluegrass Art Market is an intimate showcase designed to recognize North Carolina's talented and enthusiastic arts community and feature unique artisans from across the U.S. Local artists and crafters and those who sell works that will appeal to a music-loving audience are encouraged to submit an application. The World of Bluegrass event will attract more than 6,000 national and international traditional music performers, presenters, and fans, in addition to over 75,000 local attendees anticipated for the two-day Wide Open Bluegrass Festival. IBMA's World of Bluegrass event, an annual bluegrass music homecoming, consists of four parts. The IBMA Business Conference, which is September 30th to October 2nd, the 25th Annual International Bluegrass Music Awards, scheduled for Thursday evening, October 2nd, Wide Open Bluegrass, October 3 and 4, which includes both free stages and ticketed festival performances, and the Bluegrass Ramble, an innovative series of showcases taking place September 30th to October 2nd in downtown Raleigh and at the Raleigh Convention Center. Moving on to other events, the Oak City 7. Oak City 7 is a summer concert series located in City Plaza on Fayetteville Street in downtown Raleigh. Admission is free to the public, and the events take place from 5 to 10:30 every other Thursday through the Thursday before Labor Day. Oak City 7 features notable local and regional bands, along with local and craft beers. There are four or five bands per event. OC7 does not utilize any taxpayer money and is 100% sponsor-driven. Coming up on July 10th, it's John Sebastian at 6 o'clock, Cousins at 6:45, Minor Stars at 8:35, and the main showcase, The Kings, at 9:30. Then on July 24th, Beauty World at 6, the Balsa Gliders 6:45, the Arcane Heart 7:40, Aaron Nenny at 8:35, and the Amateurs at 9:30. Picking in the plaza, Pinecone teams up with the producers of Raleigh's Oak City 7 concert series to bring you Picking in the Plaza, a free summer concert series held in City Plaza on Fayetteville Street in Raleigh. The series takes place every other Thursday, alternating Thursdays from the popular Oak City 7 free concert series. Each event will feature great bluegrass music, food trucks, and local beers, and will take place from 5 p.m. to 10:30. The next Picking in the Plaza concert is July 17th with Old Habits and Hank Smith and Lindsey Timms. July 31st is the Grass Cats and Nixon Blevins Engage. The Midtown Beach Music Series continues at North Hills this summer. This concert series is now in its seventh season with beach music every Thursday evening. Coming up July 10th, it's Steve Owens and Summertime. July 17th, Legacy Motown Review. July 24th, North Tower Band. And July 31st, Entertainers. North Hills also plays host to the Midtown Bluegrass Series with Sunday Ramble in the Park. The Midtown Bluegrass Series appeals to old and young alike, featuring the best of bluegrass with popular string band music. With its unique combination of gospel, country, and blues, that iconic high lonesome sound has deep-rooted ties to the Appalachian region of the Tar Heel State. Concert guests are invited to relax on the grassy lawn of Midtown Park and enjoy family and friends on Sunday afternoons. There's an open jam session prior to the concerts from 4 to 5 p.m. The concerts are 5 to 7. Coming up on July 20th, it's Terry Bockham and the Dukes of Driver. August 17th, it's Aaron McDermott. September 21st, Front Country. And on October 19th, the Barefoot Movement. Okay, coming up at the Duke Energy Center for the Performing Arts, July 9th through the 20th, it's Parade, Theater Raleigh's Hot Summer Night Series at the Kennedy Theater, a regional premiere for the Triangle. Parade tells the tragic true story of the trial and lynching of a man wrongly accused of murder. It's the winner of the 2000 Tony Award for Best Book and Best Score. Its subject matter offers a moral lesson about the dangers of prejudice and ignorance that should not be forgotten. The book is by Alfred Urey, music and lyrics by Jason Robert Brown. Appropriate for ages 16 plus due to the adult subject matter, but no harsh language. Ticket prices range from $25 to $27. And you can call the box office at 919-996-8700. Also July 9th through the 20th, How I Became a Pirate. This is Broadway Series South at Fletcher Upper Theater. Young Jeremy Jacob is digging in the sand when he is greeted by Captain Braid Beard and his mates and is recruited to help find the perfect digging spot for their treasure. Boarding the ship, the captain introduces the boy to his pirate crew, who share with him the ins and outs of a pirate's life at sea. In turn, Jeremy shares with them what a typical kid's day is like and the wondrous game of soccer. Now, this is based on the popular book by Melinda Long and illustrations by David Shannon. Children 1 year and above require a ticket. It's part of the Storybook Theater series. Ticket prices range from $14 to $37. North Carolina theater production of Disney's The Little Mermaid will be at Raleigh Memorial Auditorium July 29th to August 3rd. Disney's Under the Sea Spectacular hits the stage in a magical kingdom beneath the sea. A beautiful young mermaid named Ariel longs to leave her ocean home to live in the world above. Based on the classic Disney animated feature, The Little Mermaid, is a splashy extravaganza. Prepare to be swept away by the classic songs you remember and delighted by new ones written by Oscar-winning Disney tunesmith Alan Menken. The show is spectacular fun for the whole family. Once again at Raleigh Memorial Auditorium, July 29th to August 3rd, The Little Mermaid. Call 919-831-6060. Coming up August 2nd, it's the Carolina Music Awards at Fletcher Opera Theater at 8 p.m. The focus of the Carolina Music Awards is to recognize Carolina artists in rock, hip-hop, youth, bluegrass, Americana, country, and R&B. We are excited to add Darius Rucker as a supporter of the Carolina Music Awards, along with the legendary co-founders Roberta Flack and Randy Travis. Ticket prices range from $28.83 to $50.18. And then August 13th through the 24th, Theater Raleigh's Hot Summer Night Series presents Crimes of the Heart at Kennedy Theater. At the core of this tragic comedy, which won the Pulitzer Prize, is a trio of sisters from Mississippi who reunite after the youngest sister shoots her abusive husband. Past resentments bubble to the surface as they're forced to deal with assorted relatives and past relationships while coping with the latest incident that has disrupted their lives. It's by Beth Henley. It is for mature audiences due to the adult subject matter and language. Ticket prices $25 to $27. Moving over to Cary's Cocobooth Amphitheater, Raising a Ruckus Country Music Series with Southbound 85 on July 9th. Fans now have something new to look forward to on Wednesday nights this July. Sponsored by Ruckus Pizza and presented by B93.9, Raising a Ruckus is a country music series scheduled to take place each Wednesday evening from 5:30 to 8:30 and feature local and regional talent. Ticket prices are $5. It's from 5:30 to 8:30. Now, about the band Southbound 85 performing July 9th, began as a vision of its owner and lead singer, Jeff Leonard, back in 2007. Jeff was a disc jockey for the Texas Two-Step in Greenville, North Carolina, for some time, and then moved to Raleigh to work for the Long Branch Saloon. A group of guys got together with one goal in mind, to create a band that plays great country music that people can dance to. They hit the stage, people danced, screamed, and loved the great country music, and thus Southbound 85 was born. The rest, as they say, is history. Also part of the Raising a Ruckus Country Music Series, Johnny Orr Band on July 16th, and Amanda Daughtry on July 23rd and July and on July 30th, it's Johnny Folsom IV, a Johnny Cash tribute, along with Kennedy Thomas Band with a Patsy Cline tribute. The North Carolina Symphony Summerfest 2014 presents Around the World with the Von Trapps. That's Saturday, July 12th at 7:30 p.m. Captain and Maria Von Trapp's great-grandchildren will capture your heart once again with their music from around the world. The North Carolina Symphony will not be performing at this concert. Ticket prices, lawn $30 in advance, $32 the day of show. Table price $32 in advance, $34 the day of the show. Tickets are on sale at the amphitheater box office, etickets.com, or by calling 1-800-514-3849. The band Perry will be at Cocobooth Amphitheater for World Tour 2014 on July 13th at 7 p.m. Tickets are reserved tickets are $55, reserved tables $40. Lawn $35. Lawn prices increase to $40 the day of the show. Tickets on sale at Amphitheater Box Office, etix.com, or by calling 1-800-514-3849. Since releasing their self-titled debut album in 2010, the band Perry have ascended to dizzying heights, fronted by Kimberly Perry, and rounded out by her younger brothers Neil and Reed. The band has notched a string of hit singles, including the quadruple platinum If I Die Young, which climbed to number one on Billboard's country and AC charts, the platinum You Lie, and the country number one All Your Life. Other hits include Better Dig 2 and Done. They've also enjoyed sold-out tours and a showering of honors, including multiple ACM, CMA, and CMT Music Awards, as well as Grammy, Teen Choice, AMA, ACA, and Billboard Music Award nominations, all of which has cemented the sibling trio as one of the hottest acts in recent history. Then on August 3rd, also at Cocobooth Amphitheater, it's Jennifer Nettles and her That Girl Tour with special guest Brandi Clark. Almost forgot the Beer, Bourbon, and Barbecue Festival, Friday and Saturday, August 1st and 2nd at Cocobooth. Join us at the festival for a great day of beer sipping, bourbon tasting, music listening, cigar smoking, and barbecue eating. That's an awful lot of N apostrophe. Your admission buys you a sampling glass so you can enjoy an all-you-care-to-taste sampling of beer and bourbon. Some of the best barbecue vendors are on site if you get hungry, all while enjoying seminars in the tasting theater and, of course, live music all day. At the North Carolina Museum of Art Summer Concert Series, Loudon Wainwright III and Iris Dement on Saturday, July 12th at 8 p.m. $30 for tickets reserved, $25 for members. It's $24 general admission, $19 for members, $12 for youth 7 to 18 general admission only, children 6 and under free general admission only. The North Carolina Museum of Art welcomes two of America's most distinctive and critically acclaimed singer-songwriters. Born in Chapel Hill, Loudon Wainwright III is an artist of exceptional versatility. The most recent of his 22 albums, Older Than My Old Man Now, was one of NPR's top 10 albums of 2012. Iris Dement is a North Carolina Museum of Art favorite. We agree with critic Ken Tucker that Iris possesses one of the great voices in contemporary popular music, powerfully, ringingly clear, capable of both heartbreaking fragility and blow-your-ears-back power. Tucker was commenting on NPR about Dement's most recent album, Sing the Delta. Other upcoming events at the North Carolina Museum of Art, Saturday, July 19th, 6 o'clock, Dan Zanes and Friends. Saturday, July 26th, 7 p.m., Lisa Fisher, followed by the screening of 20 Feet from Stardom. Saturday, August 2nd at 8 p.m., an evening with Judy Collins. And Saturday, August 9th at 8 p.m., Carolina Chocolate Drops. The 2014 North Carolina's Funniest Person Finals are coming up Wednesday, July 23rd at Goodnight's Comedy Club. Who is the funniest person in North Carolina and will win a $1,000 grand prize? Join us for the final round of the 2014 North Carolina's Funniest Person Contest and see who is crowned the champ. Tickets will be available for pickup at the box office prior to the show. Dine at the factory prior to the show by making a reservation. Call 919-828-5233. Reservations must be made before 4 p.m. the day of the show. Reserve ticket guarantee that your party is seated together. Phone 919-828-5233. Price for tickets, $15. Other shows coming up at Goodnight's Comedy Club, August 1st, DeRay Davis, August 15th, The Dangling Loafer featuring Johnny Pemberton, August 20th, Burlesque and Comedy Show, August 21st, Redigore by Gilbert and Sullivan, a comedic opera. The Durham Performing Arts Center event, Something for Everyone, is the goal for over 150 events a year held at DPAC, the Durham Performing Arts Center. From rising new artists to the biggest name superstars from around the world, DPAC sets the stage for both contemporary and legendary Broadway shows, concerts, comedy, and family shows. Tickets for all shows can be purchased online at DPACNC.com, at the DPAC Ticket Center at 919-680-2787, and through Ticketmaster. Coming up on July 13th at DPAC, it's American Idol Live. No other show in TV history has proven to be a force like American Idol. Fans of the hit series can see this season's talented top 10 finalists live when the American Idol Live tour returns this summer. American Idol Live gives fans the unique opportunity to be up close and personal with season 13 finalists. This year's winner, Caleb Johnson, calls Asheville, North Carolina, home, also performing Majesty Rose of Goldsboro. Other events at DPAC, Maxwell brings his Summer Solstice Tour to DPAC July 26. The sexy ambassador of soul, Maxwell, returns to DPAC on the 26th, bringing his classic songs like Pretty Wings, Something Something, and Ascension, Don't Ever Wonder. Maxwell's 2009 platinum-selling album Black Summer's Night, the first of a trilogy, received 6 Grammy nominations, including 2 wins for Best R&B Album and Best R&B Male Vocal Performance for Pretty Wings. Find tickets at 919-680-2787, Ticketmaster, or the DPAC Ticket Center. Keisha Cole, the Point of No Return Tour, August 8th at DPAC. 4-time Grammy-nominated singer-songwriter Keisha Cole brings the Point of No Return Tour to DPAC August 8th, performing all her hits plus new music from her much-anticipated 6th album, Point of No Return. An Evening with Frankie Valli and the Four Seasons, August 9th. Oh, what a night it will be when Rock and Roll Hall of Famer Frankie Valli and the Four Seasons come to DPAC August 9th. Frankie Valli rose to fame in 1962 as the lead singer of the Four Seasons and is hotter than ever in the 21st century. Thanks to the volcanic success of the Tony-winning musical Jersey Boys, which chronicles the life and times of Frankie and his legendary group, classic songs such as Big Girls Don't Cry, Walk Like a Man, Ragdoll, and Can't Take My Eyes Off of You are popular all over again. With the musical in its 7th blockbuster year on Broadway and 5 other casts performing Jersey Boys nightly from Las Vegas to London, the real Frankie Valli is also packing venues around the world. Tickets can be had at 919-680-2787, Ticketmaster, or at the DPAC Ticket Center. And also for DPAC, a special note, several American Dance Festival performances will also be held at the Durham Performing Arts Center through July 23rd. A complete listing of ADF events can be found at americandancefestival.org. Coming up at PNC Arena, Marvel Universe Live, PNC Arena, July 18th through the 20th. Marvel Universe Live is taking the entertainment experience to a whole new level with a mind-blowing show unlike anything you've seen before. Watch your favorite Marvel superheroes, including Spider-Man, The Avengers, Iron Man, Hulk, and more. And the threatening villains come to life in an action-packed arena extravaganza. You'll definitely feel the energy with cutting-edge special effects, pyrotechnics, aerial stunts, martial arts, motorcycles, and more. It's being hailed as the most technically advanced live show ever. Tickets are $40, $60, $90, and $120. Tickets can be purchased online at thepncarena.com, the PNC Arena box office, all Ticketmaster outlets, or charge by phone at 1-800-745-3000. And, of course, at PNC there is also a parking fee. Again, that's July 18th through the 20th. Friday, September 12th, multi-talented platinum-selling recording artist Demi Lovato brings her all-new world tour to the PNC Arena in celebration of the one-year anniversary of the release of her album Demi. Lovato launched a social media storm with her hashtag Demiversary campaign. The Demi album has yielded the hit singles Heart Attack and Neon Lights and sold over 5 million tracks globally. Tickets can be purchased online at thepncarena.com, the PNC Arena box office, all Ticketmaster outlets, or by phone at 1-800-745-3000. Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers will be in Raleigh at PNC Arena on Thursday, September 18th, with very special guest Steve Winwood. Every 2014 tour ticket will include Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers' album Hypnotic Eye. Hypnotic Eye was recently described by Rolling Stone magazine as maximum rock and roll and a decisive return to the concise 60s rock classicism of his first great new wave era albums. Tickets can be purchased online, again, at thepncarena.com, the PNC Arena box office, all Ticketmaster outlets, or by phone at 1-800-745-3000. Ticket prices, $32, $51, $71, $91, and $127. And again, a reminder, all PNC Arena events, you also have to pay for parking. Coming up at Walnut Creek Amphitheater in the coming weeks, July 8th, it is the Goo Goo Dolls, Daughtry, and Plain White Tees. On July 15th, Lynyrd Skynyrd and Bad Company. July 19th, Lionel Richie and CeeLo Green. July 20th, Kiss and Def Leppard. July 22nd, Monumentor with Fall Out Boy and Paramore. July 23rd, Dave Matthews Band. July 25th, Rascal Flatts, Sheryl Crow, and Gloriana. August 2nd, James Taylor. August 8th, Keith Urban, Jared Neiman, and Brett Eldridge. August 13th, One Republic and The Script. And August 21st, Miranda Lambert and Thomas Rhett. And you can get more information on the Walnut Creek Amphitheater schedule by calling 919-831-6400. And finally, coming up at Redhead Amphitheater, which you can call 919-996-8800, July 8th, The Neighborhood, July 13th, or with Philip and Philip Phillips, July 14th, The Fray, July 17th, New Edition, July 20th, Lauryn Hill, and July 22nd, Sarah Bareilles, July 23rd, it's Beck, July 26th, Ray LaMontagne, July 30th, John Legend, and August 1st, Sugar Ray, Smash Mouth, Blues Traveler, and Uncle Cracker. And we've run out of time for today's episode of Triangle Bulletin Board. I hope you enjoyed it, and be sure to listen next time. I'm Dave Smith, reading for the Triangle Radio Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for a print and visually impaired audience. This broadcast is readily available as a podcast at our website, TriangleReadingService.org. If you have any comments or questions, please call us at 919-832-5138. So long, until next time.